The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester in the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners, Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess County, here in the show at GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome one and all. Today's topic, questions and answers. A lot of things that are going on in Washington, D.C. that are going to impact your money. We're going to answer all those questions. But before we do, we'd like to get into the markets and what's going on. And we don't just give you the numbers here, what the Dow did and S&P and NASDAQ and all those type of reports you hear. We like to get on the playing field. We like to get on the sideline of a football game, like Pam Oliver watching the games. And this is what's going on. And coach is doing this and coach is doing that. That's what we're going to try to do here this morning. Give you the market report, what's happening on the field, away from the field, maybe even in a locker room for that matter. So the market's obviously near record highs, and that's pretty interesting considering all the news it's had to digest. Good stuff, bad stuff, everything in between. But it seems like, you know, we're concerned about Goldilocks, right? Like how's this going to play out? I mean, is Goldilocks going to be somewhere in the middle? Are we going to be too hot? I mean, think about last year. We were just way too cold. The economy was way, way, way too cold, of course, with the pandemic and everybody shutting down and not moving about the country and so forth. And now with this pent-up demand. By the way, during that time, Americans saved over $2 trillion. I know I saved money too. I didn't really want to save money. I'm going to spend money and do things like we used to do. Now we're starting to see that. I mean, you could see in the traffic patterns, right? You could see that things are improving, demands are improving and so forth. And we may tip the hand a little bit of Goldilocks to a little bit too hot. We're seeing that now in commodity prices. We're seeing that with lumber. We're seeing that with oil prices. You're definitely seeing at the grocery stores. Though I have to say, I think last year around this time, we started seeing the increase of grocery prices. And some of that, by the way, they say is because of production. It's hard to get people working online. Last year, of course, with all the social distancing and so forth, doing different shifts. So we definitely have some bottlenecks. But the concern right now, while the economy is doing strong, it's hard to take any away from what's happening and something we all were hoping for. And here we are. And, you know, what they call price elasticity or elasticity of demand. Okay, in case you get on Jeopardy, you'll be able to answer this one. But really what it means is how much can you raise prices and keep demand the same? So let's say you're selling something for $5 and your demand's pretty good and you go up to $6 and demand's still pretty good, you go up to $7, you know, you get what I'm saying. Companies can do that for a while to maybe get to $10, then demand waned a little bit. So it's something we're going to watch very closely, and you're going to hear this concept more and more. But it is positive because all of us have been cooped up for so long in hibernation, or for so many different words around what we're doing. And okay, so we're paying next to 40 cents at the gas pump. You know what? I still want to see my mom or I want to still go see my aunt or whatever the case is. And also, you know, I want to see my friends or go out to restaurants and so forth. So, you know, why we have this kind of big savings surge last year, we're going to have a spending surge. And all for the right reasons, by the way. Even though everybody pokes a whole lot, especially economists, I think people should be getting together with their families and friends and you know, hopefully get back on track to our loved ones and so forth. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You hear us every Sunday morning. First off, we get behind the markets and try to figure out what's happening. And then, of course, we'll answer your questions. So Goldilocks environment, I have to say one thing, the market, you have to admit, is pretty resilient. There's been so much negativity thrown at it. And I'll go back a little bit. Just even a couple months ago, we were hearing once the Fed starts tapering. What does tapering mean? Right now, they're buying assets of $120 billion per month to help support the economy, help support the corporate bond market. And by doing so, they're talking about tapering already. They see the numbers are increasing. They don't want the market too red hot either, because that's another problem. So what they're going to do, instead of, let's say, buying $120 billion, they may start buying $80 billion, tapering, so to speak, $60 billion, so forth and so on. And we were told once they start discussing that, which was in a minute, the market's going to fall apart. Now, granted, we had a couple ugly days there when that did happen. But the market resilient, it did bounce back. Also, I was told, we were all told, you know, in cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, when they plunged, now, by the way, a couple weekends ago, it was down 25 or 30% just over the weekend. And by the way, we don't recommend cryptos at all, not with a 39.5-foot pole. That's thank you to Dr. Seuss. But anyway, the cryptocurrency market was down a third, 33% over a weekend. I mean, that's pretty crazy. And we were told when that happens, the market, the stock market, is going to cave in, implode. Well, guess what? That Monday morning, we came in after that weekend with cryptos down 35%. Dow futures were higher for the day. So again, you keep on hearing these correlations, you read these articles, or this is what's going to doom the market. Well, this is what's going to doom the market. And it hasn't happened. It shows a lot of resiliency. That's because overall, the Fed's going to keep rates very low. They told us time and time that they believe the inflationary environment we have right now is transitory, you know, short-lived, ephemeral, whatever you want to call this, that it's not going to last forever, that this pent-up demand that we're describing, you know, the stay-at-home economy, the remote economy, not being with friends and being stuck at home, now transitions to almost a normal economy. Yeah, there's going to be some fits and starts. Yeah, some restaurants are not going to be able to get their workers back. There's going to be bottlenecks in production and so forth. We're going to be seeing that. And that's why the Fed's going to keep rates low. Right now, the Fed fund rates are zero. And they said even if you get a couple hot numbers, and we should get some hot numbers, you know, with the employment report, or you can get hot numbers with retail sales, you can get hot numbers with producer prices. We're going to see some hot numbers, but the Fed believes they may be right or wrong, we'll see, that it's transitory. Maybe it's 6 months or 9 months of kind of rising prices to things even off. I mean, look, we do have globalization, we do have technology, we do have demographics supporting it being somewhat transitory, but it's very easy to always take the knee-jerk reaction and say, oh, the Fed is wrong, and so forth. But it's very possible this type of price increases could be, we all hope, transitory, because all demand meeting supply at a point where everybody's not been going yet. So I think it's very interesting to kind of take a look at what's happening here. The Fed's going to keep rates low. Stimulus talks are going. Again, think of stimulus as being infrastructure. Something will be passed. Let's be very clear about that. The question is, will be at $1 trillion, will be $2.2 trillion, somewhere in between, and that brings more money, liquidity into the place. So we're looking at GDP growth anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10%. I mean, that's quite a bit. And I mentioned a Fox Business over the week, the oil prices, again, we don't want higher oil prices. I get it. We don't go to the gas pump and pay more for everything. But oil prices are really a proxy for world demand, and it's nice to see us coming back. So it's not the worst thing in the world. Again, we don't like higher prices at the pump. However, last year when it was $1.20 at the pump, we knew something was very wrong around the world. So oil is a proxy for global demand. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County here in this show, A GPS for Finances, on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Right before the break, we tackled the market, and pretty soon we're going to tackle questions and answers. But before we do that, we want to make sure you get your book. You just heard our friend Mike Bennett talk about Not Your Father's Retirement. Well, guess what? This is a 2-for today. Yes, 2. We're also going to throw in the book 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. 10 things to do before, 10 chapters, go step by step of what you need to do to lock in before you retire. So here we go, 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101. 0101. And again, it's the perfect companion, I think, to what we do here every Sunday morning is Not Your Father's Retirement. And if you couple that with 10 things to do before you retire, well, I think you got it all. You pretty much cover all the ground that we cover here. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Best way to do is pick up the phone, call 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel. When you get home, go to WHD.com, which should be your favorite anyway, right? Should be up there on the toolbar, whatever that is. Click it, WHD.com. Lower right-hand side is your offer for the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And today's Sunday special, 10 Things to Do Before I Retire. Both books sell on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you. Pretty early this morning, right? Early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. At least I called it that. Anyway, so from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15, coming home, 5:15 p.m. that is, on Andy Bales Show with Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that little Southern accent down there. He'll tell you about the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. So all that Monday through Friday, keeping you up to what's going on the market. Take a break on Saturday. Come back with you Sunday morning here at GPS for Your Finances. For more information on what we do, including these archived shows, which I guess they call them podcasts now, but you can go to, if you missed the show, it's right there. Our newsletter. Sign up for their newsletter for free by going to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Also, our archived newsletters are right there as well at MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we're discussing what's going on with the market. And overall, you know, people should be pretty happy by the performance of the market year to date, up around 10% or so. But more importantly, the economy is getting stronger. The concern is Goldilocks flips over to too hot. Let's see what happens. But you know what? The Fed thinks it's transitory, and they may be right, and maybe a few months of bottlenecks because of all this demand coming out at once, including you, including me, getting out of our cocoon, and to start doing things. First question, will tax hikes pay for all this spending that we're having? Well, first, the answer is no. There's no way for that to happen. Though, by the way, we don't even know what the tax hike is going to be. It seems at the moment they won't be as egregious as we thought they would. Again, I always stand by the investor is my political belief, so that's just kind of throws it out there. And the goal is, I believe, for you've already paid money. Like the capital gains rate was talked around 43%. Remember, that's negotiation to start with, right? I really don't like that because capital gains to me, or capital gains taxes, you've already paid money on this, right? So let's say you had an extra $10,000 and you lost it all in the market. Damn. Okay, well, guess what? You get to write off $3,000 per year. That's it, buddy. Okay, so you lost $10,000. You don't get to write off in one shot. You have to write off over 3 years. Oh, you make $10,000? Oh, we want 40%. Remember, that $10,000 you already paid taxes for. So I'd like to see the velocity of money going around. Yes, could we raise taxes up a little bit for capital gains? Yes, we can. But don't overdo it either, because that will kill the goose that laid the golden egg. You know how that goes. So that's my response to, will tax hikes pay for the spending? No. But again, there will be some corporate tax. This past week was really interesting. It seems like there is some debate going back and forth for the infrastructure spending. How much could be spent? Again, the question is not whether it's going to pass or not. It will pass. And by the way, it should pass. I mean, look at our bridges, tunnels, and so forth. Hopefully what they call shovel-ready jobs. But is it going to be a $1 trillion or $2 trillion? We have to be very careful throwing these trillions of dollars around. There's a question that comes in later about this. And of course, all of our concern, not only for us, but for our children and grandchildren, the crazy amounts of spending. And by the way the market has been responding, and the market's not the all end all, but it just tells you kind of as a leading economic indicator that things are going pretty well. Do we really need to add so much more stimulus on top of it? Well, the obvious answer is no, but remember, these are politics. This is Washington, D.C., and this is all how about power and getting reelected and all those crazy things, because rationally, we don't need another $2 trillion here, another $2 trillion there. Let's kind of see what happens with the medicine the patients got already in the form of low interest rates. We already had a number of stimulus measures already. Maybe we can just take our foot off the pedal. Is that possible? You know, and just kind of coast a little bit. And then if we need that added stimulus, then hit the gas pedal. But Oh, who am I? No one's going to listen anyway. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, tackling your questions. These are tough questions to answer. Will tax hikes pay for all the spending? The short answer is no. Question, growth versus value. Where should we be right now? But okay, that's a really good question. And actually, when I'm on Fox Business a lot and we talk about that very topic, it seems like that's a never-ending topic. So great question to bring up. Now, let's go back to last year, if we can, 2020 for a minute. And realize that stay-at-home stocks like Zoom, like, you know, you think of a Peloton, you know, that's, you know, the treadmills and so forth. You know, the stay-at-home economy stocks did very well, most of them being technology, mostly being growth. So in 2020, it was very interesting. And then November of 2020, when the vaccinations came out, Pfizer was the one week on a Monday, and the following Monday was Moderna. And then the market started looking down the road and say, wait a second. Oh, whoa, we may not be staying at home so long. We may not be Zooming so much. We may not be on this treadmill. Well, we should be on the treadmills. We may be doing things outdoors. And the money started going into more value names outside of tech. And we saw a major, major move, rotation out of tech into value. And that's where we've been most of this year. The last couple weeks, going back towards growth. And after the break, we're going to pick up this conversation where you should be investing, growth or value. We'll be back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester, in Hudson Valley, in 100.7. WHUD. And good morning to listeners, Northern Alston, Northern Dutchess County, here in the show with GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Today's topic, questions and answers. And you have really great questions. I hope I have good answers. You just heard our friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And for the first time ever on the show, we're offering a second book that you can read or give to a friend or family member, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. So if you call now, the first 20 callers will get books, plural, two books, Not Your Father's Retirement and 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The 10 Things to Do Before You Retire is my latest book, and each 10 chapters that you read, before you go to the next chapter, you need to check off a whole bunch of them. Now, what we do at the end of each chapter, we give you a checklist, you know, so this, it's more action-oriented. It's not like, oh, it's a nice read, oh, this is not, no. If you really want to line up a really awesome retirement, you want to hit all these different buttons, which is actually the cover of this, not of 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. At the end of each chapter, you kind of check off, you did this, you didn't do this, and it actually puts together a to-do list for you because it has to be action-oriented. So here you go, 845-371-0101 for both the book, Not Your Father's Retirement for free, Early Bird Gets the Worm, first 20 callers, and the book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, both sell on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but by calling 845-371-0101, you'll get that book for free. So right before the break, we were taking your questions and answers, and we talked about tax hikes. Would that pay for all the spending? No, there's no way to pay for all the spending, obviously. And then we spoke about growth versus value and where you should be. So let's pick up right there. Last year was mostly growth, technology. And now the good news, by the way, because of the vaccination, because of the economy reopening, money's coming out of technology and broadening out to other areas like travel, like airlines, like cruises, like retailers, like, you know, malls, all the things that we're used to doing before the pandemic. We almost forget about doing those things. But that's how it's spreading out. And so you're seeing companies, what are considered value companies, they tend to kind of be lower in price, not lower in price, but lower price relative to their earnings and so forth. Yet they don't get a lot of growth. So growth companies, you pay a lot for them and the matrix of PE ratio and stuff like that. But they have a lot of top line growth. And value typically doesn't have a really lot of top line growth and so forth. I think the answer is both, quite frankly. Value's already had its run. I like to play kind of a not contrarian, because you can't always win playing contrarian, but kind of balance things out. Mean reversion, meaning if something's really far above a mean, eventually comes down to meet that, or well below, let's say, mean, you know, kind of member stats, comes back to that mean reversion. So I think at this point we've seen such a shuffle of money going into value away from technology that technology may start picking up a little bit because of, again, what I believe is reversion to means and so forth. One of the questions I'm going to tackle right here is concerned about a debt bomb. Will we see that in our lifetime? Probably. Depends on how long we live. Now, it's nothing to focus on now. That's one thing I always try to remind investors. You know, there's so many bugaboos that's out there. But how do you do it? Again, you think about driving your car at night and you have the headlights on and you can see 30 or 40 yards in front of you, something like that. I mean, don't look, I don't know, 4 miles down the road, it's dark, you have no idea. I mean, we'll see what's in front of us. So, you know, I kind of like to look at things 3 months, 6 months, 9 months out. To get caught up in 10 years or 20 years or 5 years, no one really has that visibility, much like driving that car at night. You can't see past that. So the debt bomb, again, of course, the trillions of dollars are going to be paid at some point. The reason why this all works and the reason why we can navigate this is that interest rates are so low. The 10-year treasury at 1.6%. Those T-bills, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, well under 1%. So, you know, the government's able to finance. Now, think about like a homeowner. You know, if you have a big mortgage on your house, your house is worth $600,000 and you have a $400,000 mortgage, but interest rates are very low. You can service that debt. Same thing for the government. However, if interest rates go up or when they go up, that's what the concern about the debt bomb would be. Let's say rates are now 7%. Yes, we'd have an awful time to try to finance that debt. We'd probably borrow more money to pay that debt. Same thing for the same homeowner as an example. Let's say they had a home equity line and the rates went up. It wasn't a fixed rate. And that, you know, example I gave you also now, geez, you know, now you're paying 7%, 8%. That may put that homeowner out of business, so to speak. So the concern about the debt bomb is real, but does that mean you put all your money in cash now and hide? It may be years, 5 years, 7 years, 20 years, who knows how long before this becomes a real issue. And I want to remind you the analogy is, you know, don't look 5 miles down the road with your headlights on. Look what's in front of you, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. What's in front of you right now is the Fed being very accommodative, more stimulus coming, a good economy. Yes, it could overheat, but what's in front of us right now is pretty good, you know, look at that. So the debt bomb questions that come out, I thank you for those questions. I don't see it happening right now. We keep an eye on it. But you'll know when interest rates start going up, there'll be more talk about it, and that will be some problems. Okay, so as far as inflation, what do I think about inflation? You know, that's come up in so many different ways. Yes, we're seeing it. We're seeing with wages, right? We're seeing wage increases going up. You're seeing some companies can't even, you know, get people to work for $25 an hour without giving them a $500 bonus to show up to interview, $1,000 to sign up. So we definitely have that, and that's unfortunate. But I think that will eventually work itself out. I mean, when you think about inflation, a traditional definition is too much money chasing too few goods. And at the moment, we have that. But thankfully, because of technology, globalization, we do have a lot of ways to increase supply of goods and so forth. But the thing about inflation, I think is kind of interesting and kind of take a look at. We see it in our own world. We don't need to be told what the CPI is and so forth. We see it in our own world. But the concern that I guess all of us have is a vicious cycle that starts with the wholesale prices, those raw materials going up. Then it's passed on to the producers and they mark it up and then they pass it to consumers and then retailers pass it on along to consumers. And then you could get yourself into a vicious cycle. Remember, when we talk about inflation, let's be very serious here. We're not talking about late 1970s, early 1980s. When mortgage rates were 16% and CDs were 16% and inflation was running at 15%. We're just talking well above where we're used to. We're used to about 2% inflation rate. We may run 3 or 4% inflation rate, but let's not mistake that from the 1970s, 1980s. So let's not get so crazy about it either. Oh my gosh, time goes by so fast. Okay, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.